We're back on the Yellow Jacket Hockey pregame show. It's Sunday night, a little bit of a different feel for us, and the Yellow Jackets are back at home to take on Marion in the championship game of the 2019 Superior Showdown. I'm John Garvin. We're joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Rich McKenna. And a couple weeks ago, Coach, I dropped a random 70s music reference on you when I did the opening comments to this. I'm going to do the same thing again. This time, let's think about Ringo Starr, and he had a hit song in the 70s called It Don't Come Easy, and I think that was kind of your game last night. Things didn't come too easy for the Yellow Jackets.
No, it was definitely, we had that good start that we talked about, but our it was definitely first game back, bumps in the road for sure. We, you know, hats off to Tufts. They came out here and, you know, they played a hard game against us. I thought it was probably one of the more physical games we've had all season so far, and I think all in all they helped the tournament field be stronger, and you know, it's gotten better every year, but that was a tough game for us last night.
I felt like it was really not a good matchup too. You mentioned the physicality and just kind of the style that they played doesn't jive with you guys, who try to be a little more wide open, a little more run and gun.
Yeah, you know, last night I felt we didn't have a great game. Structurally, we didn't really play to our identity in terms of habits. You know, we are a team. Like, we had guys in the lineup that we expect to bring that physical presence that didn't. You know, so it was kind of a little bit of everything. I think guys were just kind of getting, you know, you have two practices and, you know, and everyone's back, everyone's in a good mood, and, you know, and it's something that we definitely addressed and have to tighten up for tonight.
I thought one of the guys, though, I've talked about him a little bit this year and had an assist last night, Liam Blaze. He's playing probably the best hockey of his career right now, isn't he?
No, absolutely. From start to right now, the kid's a survivor. He finds a way to turn your head, and he's consistent at that. The one thing I'll say about Liam is he has been a consistent player in terms of energy and effort, and his game does not change. And he's gotten better and has developed offensively over the last 3 years. So like now in his senior year, it's kind of all being put together. He scored some big goals. I mean, like he has more scoring chances on the PK than my power play unit has all season put together. So I'm really proud of him. He's a great person, and he deserves it all.
You got Connor Hamannik back in the lineup last night after a few games out with injury. He sort of adds like a stabilizing presence on the back end, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's just a very cerebral player. Like he's just hard to play against. He's not a flashy guy. He just gets the job done. He blocks shots, eats up minutes, is calming. He's just a really good stay-at-home defenseman.
So you turn the page tonight now, and you've got Marion coming in, a team that's kind of owned the Yellow Jackets over the past 10 years. It's been that long since we got a victory against this club. They advanced with a 5-2 win last night over Bethel, and you look at the resume this team brings in, a sweep of St. Norbert, they beat Adrian, they beat Stevens Point. That's some legitimate teams that they've taken down.
Yeah, no, they had a tough early schedule, and they were on the winning side of a lot of those games. They were they're a good team. They play hard, they're well coached, and you know, it was we'll have our work cut out for us tonight for sure.
You talked about well coached, and Zach Gaynor is in his third year with them. He's kind of stabilized things there too, because they had a stretch where they had four coaches in 4 years. He's been able to even that out a little bit.
Yeah, you know, we were able to have a little coach's corner last night and some discussion, and he was talking about all of that, and you know, that's a lot to overcome, and earning trust of your players and everything. He's done a great job. He's done a great job recruiting, and he's really done well his whole three years he's been there. So they're a good team. You know, they have good goaltending, and you know, their D can move and their forwards can go, and you know, I think this is a good test for us tonight.
What are the biggest keys for your team then?
Well, I think the biggest thing is obviously a fast start. When we score the first goal, we're undefeated. So I think that's something. I haven't said that to the guys, but we just said fast start. I think playing to our structure last night, we were very sloppy in our structure last night. You know, yes, we want our guys to play free. But there has to be some sort of structure in your game, and if we don't have that, it'll be a long night for us. So I think that's something. Obviously, discipline, and I think at the end of the day, if we play with some hard skill, and guys, like, whether you're a skilled guy or not, like, you bring your skill, but you bring that compete level, we'll be fine.
You mentioned the fast start and getting the first goal, and yeah, you're unbeaten. You're 9-0 when you score the first goal of the hockey game. That's just an uncanny statistic to me. What do you attribute that to?
I just think it gets guys comfortable in the game. It gives guys a chance to kind of maybe breathe for a second through the ins and outs of the games and the ups and downs, ebbs and flows, whatever you want to call it. So I don't know. I'd like to not score first and win 1-2, you know, but because we're 0-2 in that category. So I don't know what it is. It could be just a fluky thing. It could mean something. I don't know, but it's definitely. But like, if you have a fast start, it allows you to continue to build your game throughout the game and get better as the game goes on. And you know, if your best period is your third period, but you have a good start and you're getting better, I mean, that's probably going to equal out to a pretty good 60 minutes, and probably you're on the positive side of things.
I imagine Oscar going again?
Yes, sir.
Sounds good, Coach. Good luck tonight.
Take care, Garfs.